Before we get started with today's podcast episode, I just wanted to let you know about a new course that I am offering that is currently open for enrollment. So if you are listening to this podcast on Tuesday, March 12th, when it drops, registration is currently open for the new Flexibility Foundations course. Flexibility Foundations is a four-week course for dance teachers that introduces a new way to think about and teach flexibility training that really harnesses the power of the nervous system to improve the results that you get with your dancers when teaching flexibility. The goal of Flexibility Foundations is for you to be able to safely and effectively teach flexibility in a way that allows your dancers to achieve their maximum flexibility in the safest way possible so that they can meet the demands of flexibility in today's dance world. If you are at all interested in this new course, registration is closing on Friday, March 15th. So I will link it in the show notes here, or you can head to the website, allegroperformance.com/flexibility-foundations, and all of the information is online there. So I just wanted to let you know about that before we get into this week's podcast episode.
Hello, and welcome to the Dance Physio Podcast. A podcast designed to explore ideas and foster discussion around dancer health and wellness. We're here to challenge the status quo, bridge the gap between dance science and the studio, and help change the landscape of the dance industry for the better. I'm your host, Erica Mayall, a dancer turned physiotherapist who is deeply passionate about leaving the dance world better than I found it. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Dance Physio Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. This week, we're going to be talking all about summer intensives or summer training programs and things to consider when you're making a decision about them from a bit of a physiotherapy perspective, or at least a health and wellness lens. This episode was requested by one of the listeners, and I love the idea for it. So thank you so much for sending in your request. I know a ton of dancers have been auditioning and having to make decisions about what they potentially want to do this summer in terms of training opportunities. So I hope that this episode helps you make some of these, what I know can be really difficult decisions when you're having to choose what it is you want to do with your summer in terms of training. If you ever have requests or ideas for podcast episodes that you want me to dive into, send those to me either via DM on social media or via email. I love getting suggestions, and I will do my best to try and incorporate them into a podcast episode. So today I have five main sort of things for you to consider when you're trying to make a decision about, you know, potentially choosing between different summer training opportunities or different summer intensives that you might have available to you. And I just want to start off by saying that there are so many benefits and so many other things to consider as well. So when I'm sort of listing out my kind of top five things to consider, these are really coming from like a health and wellness perspective. But obviously, there's lots of other things that play into this, things like travel schedules or housing availability or things like that. So this is certainly not an exhaustive list of what you would consider when choosing a summer intensive or a summer training opportunity, but just things that maybe aren't necessarily top of your mind that might be important to consider when we're looking at it from that lens. So number one, first thing on my list is really considering the timing and the length and the sort of duration and things like that of the program. And what I mean by that in terms of timing is this a summer intensive that starts like right at the very beginning of your summer break? So potentially like end of June, beginning of July, like you're going to be going straight from your dance season right into a summer training opportunity or like an intensive kind of setting. Or does this program start later on in the summer? Is it in the middle of the summer? Is it right at the end of the summer? There's not necessarily one right time to be taking a summer intensive, but it's just something that it's important we consider and sort of bring into our decision-making process. If you're coming off the back of like a really intense, really busy dance season, whether that be like competitions or what have you, and you're dancing right up until the end, so say right till the end of May, beginning of June, something like that, and then it would mean going straight into one of these intensive programs, that may not be ideal because you might need a little bit of rest and recovery time before going into one of those. if your busier, heavier competition sort of season maybe ends in April, very beginning of May or something like that, it might not be such a big deal for you. So it's just something to consider is the timing of this program and how does that fit into what the rest of your dance year looks like. Another thing to consider too is what is the length of this intensive? So some intensives are just 1 or 2 weeks long, some of them are 3 or 4 weeks long, and some are a lot longer than that. Although I will say I have noticed a trend recently moving away from some of like the really long intensives, which I am in favor of. So I know 10, well, maybe more like 15 years ago, there were some intensives that were kind of like 7-ish weeks. Like they essentially were covering like the entire summer break that dancers would be getting like from school and potentially from dance. And they were really, really long. And that wasn't ideal because dancers then aren't getting an off season. They're not getting a rest season in there. So I would say on average now, most intensives range between sort of 3 to 5 weeks potentially. But again, there's some that are just a week or two. There's some that are longer. But we want to think about the context of, okay, how many weeks of training is this going to be in the scheme of how much of a break do you have from dance? So if you have, let's say, 10 weeks off from your main dance program, like your main studio that you're dancing at or whatever, then it might be reasonable to be doing a program that's like 4 or 5 weeks in length because you're still going to have a decent amount of rest kind of as part of that summer break going on in through there. If, however, your break is maybe only like 7 or 8 weeks long and then you're looking at a program that's like 5 weeks long, that potentially doesn't give us enough of a sort of off season or a break and a time to like rest and recover during the summer. So if your actual break duration is shorter, depending on how your season runs and where you are in the world, you might be looking for opportunities that are shorter in duration in terms of summer intensive. So maybe it makes more sense for you to do one that's only, say, 2 weeks long or 3 weeks long or something like that. So again, there's not one desired or perfect length or ideal length necessarily. It really has to fit into the context of when we think about periodization of like, what does our entire calendar year look like? We still need to ensure that dancers are getting an off season. So we don't necessarily want to pack their entire summer schedule with all of these intensive opportunities. Although I know that can be really tempting because there are some really incredible, wonderful opportunities out there for dancers to partake in the summer. So just something to think about in terms of, you know, does it occur earlier in the summer? Does it occur later in the summer? How much of your total summer break is this intensive opportunity going to be taking? I know some dancers also like to maybe think about doing 2 potentially intensive programs that are maybe both shorter in duration and seeing if they can, you know, do 2 weeks in one place and 2 weeks in another place or something like that. And again, that might work for them depending on the timing of it and making sure that we still have some form of an off season during the summer if that is your time during the year to have an off season. Along the same lines, when we're looking at sort of, you know, training load management and periodization and all of those concepts that we've talked about on the podcast before, I will link those episodes if you haven't listened to those. They're some of the earlier episodes on training load management and periodization. But along those same lines, finding out what the schedule of the summer intensive is really important. And I don't mean that you need to know every single class that's happening on every single day, but a rough idea of how much training is happening while you're there. Because this can vary hugely from program to program. So I know some programs that are just Monday to Friday and there may be just 10 to 2 or 10 to 3 with like an hour lunch break in there. So there may be dancing 3 or 4 hours a day. So overall, that would be like fairly conservative for a summer intensive program. And then there are other programs where they're dancing Monday to Saturday, so it's 6 days a week, and they're dancing like 9 to 6 with maybe 1 half-an-hour lunch break. And that might not be ideal, and especially depending on what your usual training load is for dance, what your previous years looked like, what your goals are for the upcoming season, how old you are. Like, those training hours are not sustainable for a 10, 11, or 12-year-old first going to their first summer intensives, but maybe those training hours are appropriate for a dancer who has graduated, they're going to be joining a, you know, potentially like a company in the coming year or a training company, and they need to be able to increase their sort of load tolerance to be able to work up to dancing, say, 30 or 40 hours a week. So there's all things that we need to consider. And again, there's not one perfect answer of like, look for the summer intensive that has XYZ schedule. You just want to be informed about what that schedule is so that you can make a really educated decision about, you know, does it make sense for an 11-year-old dancer to be going to a summer intensive where they're dancing 35 hours a week? No, maybe not, but does that make sense for a 18 or 19-year-old dancer? Potentially. So just things to consider in terms of like the timing and the duration and all of these things that feed back into how we manage our training load, how we make sure that we're still getting rest and recovery while still being able to take advantage of these really awesome opportunities that come around in the summer. So that's point number one that you want to consider when we're thinking about sort of a summer program and whether it might be an appropriate fit for our dancer. The kind of second point or second thing to consider is what genres or what styles of dance are you wanting to gain exposure to or are you wanting to train in? Because some intensives, especially some of the more ballet focused ones, may only be doing ballet. Others might be a ballet focused intensive, like being, you know, offered through a ballet school, but they might be incorporating other genres and styles of dance. So maybe there's contemporary and maybe there's jazz and maybe there's character and who knows. Or are you looking for a program that's really diverse in genre? And so you're training, you know, a different style every hour of the day. And so these might be some of the more like industry specific programs where maybe they expose you to a lot of different styles. And so you might be doing a ballet class and a jazz class and hip hop and, you know, street jazz and lyrical and contemporary and, you know, everything under the sun. And so again, no right or wrong answers, but it's something to consider and really ask, because I think a lot of people maybe get a little bit caught up in like the name or like the place that they're going. And so they've heard of a program and it's like, you know, has a good reputation and is potentially considered prestigious, but they don't actually necessarily know what sort of the training program is going to look like. What's the day-to-day going to look like in terms of how many hours of a specific genre are you doing in a day? How much exposure do you have to other styles and things like that? And so depending on what your goals are as a dancer, or if you're a teacher, what your goals for your student are, is your primary objective to expose them to lots of different styles and lots of different teachers and really just like expand their horizon? Great. Then they need to look for something that offers that amount of variety. Or is this a dancer who you're really interested in them, like really honing in on one specific style, and whether that be ballet or whether that be contemporary or whatever it happens to be. So I would just say, make sure that you've kind of done a little bit of research or at least asked some questions about what else is offered or what is offered in addition to maybe what you expect there to be offered. Because like I said, you know, it may be a ballet school that's offering the summer intensive, but you might actually be spending half your day every day doing other styles of dance. And that could be a great thing, or that could be not what you're looking for in a summer program. So something to consider. Along a similar line of this is, what other types of programming do they offer in addition to the dance classes that they are offering? And especially from a physio perspective, I would be interested in, what are they offering in terms of cross-training opportunities or, you know, conditioning or supplementary training or any of those types of opportunities? So I know that there are summer intensives and summer programs that incorporate like pool sessions. And so, you know, doing like kind of like aqua fit or like water exercise type components in. I know that there are summer programs, a lot of summer programs that utilize Pilates and will offer Pilates as classes that they're doing. There are some summer intensive programs that are starting to offer more strength and conditioning type components to the programs. So that's something that we want to ask and know about, partly because we obviously want to be incorporating some amount of cross training into the training that we're doing, especially if it's a program that you're going to be at for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. That becomes really important to make sure that that's included. But it also gives us a good idea of where that program is at in terms of like how current are they keeping with kind of dancer health and wellness and dance science? Are they like embracing that aspect of it, or are they still, you know, of the philosophy that dancers just need to take dance classes? Because we know that that's not true. And so we would hope to see that that is then being implemented in a practical way in their programs. So finding out what type of cross training or supplementary training is available to the dancers, and also how frequently it is available. Because I will say there are a lot of programs that advertise that they have these types of things available as some part of their summer intensives or just part of their programming in general. And they'll say, oh, like, you know, we implement Pilates, or we, you know, have dancer conditioning classes or whatever. But when you actually find out about the frequency of it, it's often not at a frequency that is going to be effective to sort of protect our dancers in the way that we want those classes to be able to offer sort of cross training and that type of thing. So if it's something that, you know, over the course of a 4-week summer intensive, you have it twice, that's probably not adequate and not going to be effective. But is it something that there's some form of that incorporated every single day? And maybe one day it's Pilates and one day it's a water aerobics class and one day it's a strength training class, or who knows? But it's just something to kind of get a feel for and ask questions of, because it does give us a good insight into how well designed the structure of that summer intensive is. So really considering whether they're implementing dance science, dance research in a way that supports dancer health and wellness. Another thing to consider, and I've lost track of what number we're on now, I think we're on number 4 maybe, is who is the faculty who is teaching this summer intensive, and what are their kind of qualifications or certifications, or what is their experience? So again, depending on what types of programs you're looking at and where you're looking to go, a lot of people sign up for summer intensives based on the name of like the studio they're going to, or the school that they're going to, or potentially it's attached to a company or things like that. But it is not always the case that the faculty from that institution are the people offering the summer program. Sometimes they bring in guest faculty. Sometimes they'll get company members to be teaching the summer intensive programs as like an employment opportunity for those dancers. Sometimes it's, you know, trainee faculty or more junior faculty. So really just asking the questions of like, who are the teachers who are involved in the summer program? And again, you don't need to specifically know exactly which teacher it is, but asking or finding out, is it your regular faculty, or do you bring in guest faculty? Who will the dancers have an opportunity to be working with is really important, because again, we want our dancers to be in an environment where we know that they're being trained by people who have sort of good teaching and training qualifications. I, at some point in the future, will do an entire episode on dance teacher sort of qualifications, certifications, that type of thing, because I think a lot of people are unaware of the fact that there are no requirements, at least in North America. So in Canada or the US, there are no requirements or minimum standards required to become a dance teacher. So there are certifications available, and there are a lot of teachers who do have qualifications and certifications, but that is not legally required. There is no governing body that kind of oversees the dance industry that is ensuring that people meet any sort of minimum standards or minimum qualifications. And so we can potentially end up with people who are in positions of power and are teaching in programs like that who maybe don't have a lot of experience as a teacher or any experience necessarily. So it's just something, again, to ask these questions of who are the people who are actually running these summer programs or the summer intensive. Can you expect it to be the faculty that is teaching year round, or is it potentially going to be somebody else being brought in? Like I said, I will do an episode at some point about kind of the governance model, or I guess lack of governance model within the dance world. But just in terms of summer programs, it should be something that is on your radar to find out who your dancer is going to be exposed to. The other thing that goes along with this too is some programs will assign one teacher to a specific like kind of group or age group for like the entire duration of the summer program. And other programs are set up that you might have like one teacher for ballet, and then one teacher for jazz, and then one teacher for, I don't know, modern or whatever classes you're having. And so again, is that something that your dancer or you as a dancer wants to be exposed to a lot of different teachers and different styles? Or do you want to work really intensively with one teacher where they can really get to know you super well and really focus on corrections that are more individual to you and things like that? So again, there isn't a right or wrong when it comes to that, but it's something to consider because different dancers might have different goals and different comfort levels. Like if you have a dancer who's maybe a bit more shy or anxious or takes a while to like open up and be comfortable with a new teacher, they might do better in a program where the teacher stays consistent from day to day and week to week, as opposed to having to meet a new teacher, you know, potentially every hour of the day or what have you. So just, again, something to think about when you're kind of looking at, okay, who is the faculty and like how is this program being taught? And then another thing, and I might actually wrap it up after this because I don't want this episode to be super, super long, but the final thing that I will just sort of say is we want to know what type of healthcare services are potentially available to dancers while they are participating in this intensive training program. So especially if this is a program that a dancer is considering participating in that is like in a different state, province, a different country, it's really important to know what their options are for healthcare. So do they have access to healthcare services that are on site, and whether that be like doctors and nurses, or whether that's like a physiotherapist or massage therapist or chiros or whatever it happens to be, do they have access to those services? And if they do have access, is it on site where, you know, something happens and they can go and talk to like the physio or the nurse or whatever right away? Or is it something where they would have to approach a faculty member and then be taken to a clinic or a facility off site, or potentially to, you know, a hospital or something like that? So these are questions to ask in terms of, yeah, like what does access to healthcare look like in terms of if a dancer has an injury or an illness or something that potentially requires medical attention? And then also what their policies are for injuries while dancers are at these summer intensives. So, I mean, no dancer goes to a summer intensive wanting to have an injury or to get injured while they are there. But the reality is that some dancers will experience pain or discomfort or injuries that happen while they're in those summer intensive training environments. So how is that going to be dealt with? Do they have appropriate people on site who can manage that injury and sort of come up with appropriate treatment plans and make appropriate assessments and diagnoses about whether this dancer can continue to participate? Maybe they need to modify their participation. Maybe they need to sit out completely. Maybe they need to go home. Like if it, you know, a serious enough injury that it's unlikely that they are going to be able to dance at all for the duration of the rest of the program, does it make sense to leave a dancer like that in another city or another state or another country where they potentially are going to end up feeling maybe like scared, vulnerable, if they're not able to participate in what it is that they went to that program for? So these are all questions to kind of just make sure that you have some idea of how these situations are going to be dealt with, because although we don't want these situations to arise for any dancers, if we can avoid it, the reality is that they do sometimes come up in summer programs, and we need to know kind of how that's going to be dealt with and what access to healthcare services is going to look like for that dancer. And I would say this is an especially big consideration if you are considering a summer intensive program that's farther away that requires travel, and again, potentially to a place where the medical system is like different than it is where you're living. This becomes an even bigger consideration, because if you have a dancer who it's completely up to them to access medical care like on their own, and you have, I don't know, a 15-year-old dancer in a foreign country, that's not a great situation necessarily. So we would want to find out if there are options for them to be able to access those types of things in-house or have support for that from the kind of school and the faculty, and like what is their policies and procedures when it comes to that. So I am going to wrap things up there with our list of kind of, I guess that was like five-ish things to consider. So first of all, considering things like the timing of the program, the length of the program, what the schedule looks like when we're thinking about training load management. We want to consider the different styles and genres of the program that are being offered, and do those align with what our goals are in terms of like training and that type of thing. We want to know whether they include any sort of like cross training or conditioning or any dance science principles into the training program. We want to find out about faculty credentials and certifications and things like that. Who is going to be teaching this program and what are their qualifications? And also whether the dancers have access to healthcare or what that access to healthcare looks like on an individual basis. So, like I said, summer intensives or summer training programs can be such a wonderful experience for so many dancers to have the opportunity to train with different people, be exposed to different programs, different styles of dance, and things like that. But there are things to consider when it comes to kind of dancer health and wellness that we want to make sure we're ticking all these boxes before we pick a program just based on, you know, name or prestige or anything like that. And I will say I've been talking a lot about programs that dancers are potentially traveling to, you know, go to. But a lot of these same things apply when we're thinking about summer training programs at our own home studios as well. Obviously, the things around like the faculty and stuff like that is maybe not as big a concern because you already know your own home studio. But when you're looking at like timing and like how many hours a day and all of those types of things, those same principles apply when you're trying to decide, okay, should I do, you know, the beginning of the summer or the end of the summer, or like the timing of when it is you're participating in summer programs to make sure that you're still getting an off season and time for rest and recovery. So these don't just apply to programs that dancers are traveling for, but it's just something to consider when we're starting to decide what our dancers' summer is going to look like in terms of training opportunities and training volume. So I hope you found that helpful. Like I said, this was a request specifically from a listener to cover this topic. So I hope that you found that helpful. And if you have any other requests for topics for podcasts, let me know. I am happy to dive into them. If you have anything else that you would add to this list, I would also love to hear it. Send me a message or on social media, or send me an email. And I would love to hear other things that people consider when they are picking a summer intensive. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.